Very little precipitation and warm temperatures will dominate the next few days across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, but a slow-moving frontal boundary will try to bring some rain in as we get to the early part of next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have unsettled weather in the western Dakotas and eastern Montana and across much of central sections of Canada's prairies, but for the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, we will not be seeing much more than a few random showers over the next couple of days. It won't be perfectly dry, but what rain we do see is going to be of very brief and light nature and not likely to cause any serious disruptions to farming activity. That'll certainly be the case through Saturday and probably into Sunday as well. You will notice the rise in relative humidity, though, and the temperatures will be plenty warm across parts of the region. As we get into early next week, that slow-moving frontal boundary will begin to push across our region, and as a result of that, we will see a daily occurrence of scattered showers impacting areas beginning on Monday and continuing right on through the middle part of next week. Most of the precipitation is going to be quite varied and mostly light, though, and I would expect a few strong thunderstorms to occur, but as we get out towards the middle part of next week, the total rainfall in the area is going to be mostly in the range of about 0.3 of an inch to an inch, and there will be a few pockets, though, that will see more than 1 inch of rain. Remember, though, that all of that occurs during the early to middle part of next week, and there will be basically nothing of great meaning between now and Sunday night. Now, if you do see a shower in your area, it shouldn't last very long. The temperatures out there will be in the upper 70s and the 80s today. Tomorrow, we'll see more of a solid 80-degree range of temperatures for the region, and we'll probably see that prevailing Saturday and Sunday as well. Extreme highs up around 90 will be possible, but only in areas where the sun is most abundant during the day and cloudiness is limited, which probably won't be a lot of areas, but there will be some of that. And of course, if there's a shower around or high humidity, it will keep those temperatures in check for a little while longer. As we move into early next week, we'll still be dealing with some 80-degree temperatures, especially on Monday, but as we get behind that frontal system during midweek next week, we will see the temperatures starting to relax a little bit. But the amount of cooling that occurs behind this frontal system is not very impressive at all, and so we will see a continuation of mostly seasonably warm temperatures. And it looks like our nighttime temperatures will stay fairly warm too. A lot of 50-degree readings expected. Some northern parts of Minnesota will see some 40-degree lows tonight, but I don't think you'll see that very common. And we will see a lot of temperatures through the weekend in the 50s and lower 60s at night. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.